Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, and the highlight of my day, speaking to the senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon, Mr. David Buick. How are you today, David?
I'm well, very well indeed, and hope you are too, Zach. It's always a joy to come and speak to you as well.
Right.
We've only got one thing on our mind, haven't we?
Yes, Deutsche Bank. I'm surprised it's still there, but it is actually still there. But for how long?
Well, I'd like to sort of put a little bit of meat on the bone here, going back historically. I mean, pre-1986, forgetting some of the US banks, Deutsche Bank was the finest bank in the world. Perfect balance sheet, conservative, enormous, focused, very well run, and, of course, looked around at the time of Big Bang in 1986, bought Morgan Grenfell, which included Pembroke Boyle and Pinch and Denny, and then it went and bought Bankers Trust just to top it up. And Rolf Breuer was the CEO, and the thing was absolutely flying. Sir John Craven came over from Phoenix to run Deutsche Bank's operation in London. And there was Rolf Breuer, the head of the Vorstadt in Germany. Absolutely, things were just rock and roll. Then they acquired the services of Edson Mitchell from Merrill Lynch, who very sadly died in 2000 in a plane crash, leaving a wife, family, and a mistress. But he was a devastating loss to Deutsche Bank on that. So things went by and went on, and we had, of course, joint CEOs after Josef Ackermann really was forced to resign in about 2010 because of the credit crisis and the damage that had done, obviously, to Deutsche Bank. And then we had this period of the joint managing directors of Fetchen and Yain, which didn't work. And we saw the share price come down and down and down. I think in January 2014, it was €39, having been €99 in 2007. €39 in January 2014. And then it was 23 and change a year ago in October. And here we are today at 1064, with a fall of, whether you want to look at it, of 71% and 54% in that period. And we're in denial. And the whole market is talking about the robustness or lack of it of Deutsche Bank. Apart from the people at Deutsche Bank, John Cryan, who came from UBS as the new CEO, I feel very sorry for, because I think he's in two half Nelsons, and I don't, he's not allowed to say anything. And clearly they are undercapitalized. We've got this threat of a $14 billion fine by the Justice Department of the United States for the mis-selling of bonds and treasuries and what have you. And the capital base of Deutsche Bank is only about €18 billion. That doesn't mean the bank's not worth more than that, but that is the capital base. So we have a problem.
And what's the problem here? The problem here is they made bad lending decisions, or is the problem the wider one, which is my view, that the business model of banks as we knew them and loved them is over and has been for probably since the global financial crisis.
Correct, I think you're
so
right.
Whatever they do, I mean,
it doesn't matter.
You're selling donuts when nobody wants to eat donuts
anymore. Yeah, well, the problem is, it's, whether it's a perception, whether it's true or not, but Deutsche Bank is perceived to be the largest investment trading bank in the world with the biggest derivative position. And in a unreceptive market, some of these trades are very hard to unwind. And also getting rid of assets when nobody wants to buy.
So that's the central banks killing off aspects of the financial markets as well.
Yes.
That's also
hurt. But the amount of capital appropriated to investment banking and trading was disproportionate and unsafe, in my humble opinion. It's just nobody's put up their hand. Even the ECB is silent. The silence is deafening. Merkel was challenged yesterday, if Deutsche Bank needs some money, are you there? And she says, nothing to do with me, there will be no bailout. Now, if you're an investor...
What was that, 6 months to go then before...
Yeah, well, if you're an investor and you've got to go to Allianz and say, actually, we need another €5 billion, could you step up to the plate and do your bit and we'll go around the rest of them? What are they going to say? They're going to want some clarification of what the position is. They're not going to throw good money after bad. We need some clarification here, and we need it very quickly. The problem with it, Zach, as I'm sure you know, is the devastating effect it's having on the sector globally. And if it has a devastating effect on the sector, for instance, yesterday, £23 billion was wiped off the UK banks in sympathy with what happened to Deutsche Bank. I actually think that's quite unfair. The American banks were trashed. I mean, Wells Fargo has been having a terrible time of it, but Bank of America came off, JP Morgan. This is because everybody's seeing, well, if Deutsche's in trouble, what is their exposure to other banks? What are their exposures to other banks themselves and the rest of it? So you get a banking sector that is A, frightened, B, is not really doing its job because it hasn't got enough capital in many areas to do it, and you're everybody screaming growth. Well, banks are absolutely fundamental in a growth program.
And are they? That's the point. I mean, we've got the whole new tech sector, which is basically funded privately. They're just not doing their job, the banks, anymore. They're not there.
You're right to pick me up on that. I mean, my terminology was loose, because you are right. And also, there are other areas from which to borrow money. And as you say, the fintech sector is
self-perpetuating.
It's the individual that I'm concerned about, is that we are all, my excluded, because I'm now in the twilight zone in my life, but most people are up to the gunnels in debt. Credit card, every time some spotty youth goes into Starbucks and puts his double tall semi-skim cappuccino and pays whatever it is, £2.90, he clearly hasn't got it. And this is just something that we're tending to ignore. But seriously, the banking sector is important, and we need some stability.
So what's the scenario? Within 6 months or 3 months, Merkel will write a cheque for €10 billion. That will kick the can a bit further past her election. Thank you very much.
To be honest with you, she says, by saying there is no bailout, she's telling us that she would be, it's an election loser for her. As if she says Deutsche has a problem, here's the money. But my fact is that the bigger problem is if Deutsche Bank goes down. And here we are talking that Deutsche Bank is going to go down. We don't know that, and that is the problem. Things may be okay, but could somebody please tell us? And this is not happening.
David Buick, senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon, thank you very much for speaking with us today. We'll be back after the break.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.